USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A solidly blue state for the past half century, Minnesota has now become an unquestioned presidential battleground as President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden fight for working class voters in dueling events that mark the beginning of early voting today. The candidates steered clear of the state's most populated areas near Minneapolis to focus on blue collar voters, many of whom shifted to Republicans for the first time in 2016. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without power along the Alabama coast and the Florida panhandle in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally as officials assessed millions of dollars of damage that included broken bridges in Pensacola and ships thrown onto dry land. Two people in Alabama now have been reported killed, a drowning and a death during the cleanup in Baldwin County. In Florida, authorities are still looking for a missing kayaker who is feared dead in Escambia County. Welcome to the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Music City is facing a COVID-19 scandal, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, hid data on coronavirus infections emerging from bars and restaurants in Lower Broadway, an entertainment district famous for live music and honky-tonks, because the numbers were too low. That's what leaked emails revealed.
I believe that the mayor happens to substitute his wisdom on a regular basis, and there seems to be a heavy-handed approach to his management style.
Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover speaking on Fox News.
It's now official. The Commerce Department issued sweeping orders banning any transactions on TikTok and WeChat in the United States, saying the Chinese-owned apps create unacceptable risk to our national security. Starting Monday, TikTok and WeChat will be banned from all app stores. This means users will not be able to download those apps or receive any updates if already installed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After the SEC decided to move forward on college football, the University of Georgia has faced backlash from critics after announcing it would not be using its campus as a voting location for the presidential election. Critics have said the decision to cancel in-person voting was hypocritical, as the university is now allowing over 23,000 football fans to gather. The group tweeted out, "Sign the petition to stop Georgia from engaging in voter suppression. If we can have football, we can have voting too." After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist that prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.